The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tourists be charged to go to see famous tourist attractions? Well, it depends on who you might ask. Many complain about paying for natural attractions, which should be free of charge to view. Others claim that some fees are necessary to help maintain various sites. Joining me now to talk about this is Eoin Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Good morning, Eoin.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how many of these attractions do we charge for? I mean, if you want to kiss the Blarney Stone, do you pay? If you want to go to the Rock of Cashel, do you pay?
Yes, we've an increasing number. The number of free attractions is pretty limited, down to things like going to see waterfalls, Paris Court Waterfall, all of those sort of things. The ship has long sailed, where you could just breeze in and wander in. And there are exceptions to that, and most of them are associated with the Office of Public Works free attractions. But you know, they're diminishing, and we've seen two things happen. We've seen charges for them, but we've also seen better facilities and better management of crowds at these facilities.
I mean, you'd expect to pay for parking at the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, you pay not just pay for parking, but you also pay for admission there. That's a €12 charge. It was 7 until quite recently. There's a few. Newgrange would cost you 18. Westport House, 10.85 to 14.50. And then you've got the ones that have had really serious investment to up their game and make them into sort of, you know, European instead of regional attractions, to make them into international attractions. Good example, Avondale, Beyond the Trees. You're walking through the treetops. Great investment. A real day out for the kids. That's €16. A National Stud in Kildare. A terrific experience where you actually get to simulate riding a horse race. 19 for that. The zoo, everyone goes to the zoo. It's €24 nowadays. Titanic in Belfast is 25 and 26 for the Guinness Storehouse, Islay Cave and Clare around that. Then you're getting into, there's very few more than that. Emerald Park, obviously, it's a big, that's a theme park
kind of tourist attractions. But when you have the natural environment, I mean, for example, if you go to Avondale just to walk through the woods, I think you can do that free of charge.
That is quite controversial, because Cuilce would manage the woods of Ireland, and they've sort of got into the tourist business by accident, and they did that terrific collaboration with Centre Parks in Longford, which has moved everything on. But they've started charging for access to, for instance, Dunedee Forest Park, cars being charged in. Always quite controversial when people use a place to walk through it, or they've, you know, been doing it for generations. Everybody's been doing it since their grandparents' time, when you read social media, but I'm not sure they have. But they, when you introduce a charge, it's always quite controversial when you're taking away free access for someone and then charging them for access.
But if you go to places like Glendalough and you arrive there by bicycle, for example, or you hike there across the hills, you don't pay to see the lakes or the Round Tower.
It's we have a lot of concentration on access. We spent a generation closing off access rights away. We're closed off all over the place. We're now trying to reopen them. Greenway initiatives. We have 6 major greenway initiatives in the country, and most of those you join free of charge. There are little things along the way that they will charge you for, you know, but they free access to the countryside, what was known in some jurisdictions as the right to roam. That's another controversial point. I do think that you know, if we are going to get people back on their feet, get their hiking boots on, get them back on the bicycles, everything that they have access to will have to be free, at least in the initial phase. But then governments, politicians, officials, all of that say, when it comes to paying for it, why should it come out of the public sector? Why should not the users be charged for it, particularly if the users aren't are visitors to the country? Yeah.
Now, we do have our museums and our National Gallery free of charge. And that compares very favourably to most European countries where you pay in.
Most European countries will have a tradition of free admission to the major public institutions. And we're talking about National Museum, and not just the one in Kildare Street, but the one in Castlebar as well, which is sometimes overlooked, National Gallery, all of those. What we've seen there, particularly on the art side is them concentrating a lot of their firepower on short-term exhibitions, which they
charge for. And you do pay for, yeah.
And you do pay for those, and they're quite lucrative. And people are prepared. If the quality is good enough, you are prepared to pay. Got to remember, though, that €20 is about where things convert. That's what you pay to get into the Vatican. You'll pay about, I think, €26.50 to get into the Louvre. Uffizi in Florence is €25. So €20-25 seems to be the convergent point around mainland Europe. We tend, when we're charging, we tend to charge a little bit above that. And you have this daft thing going on in America where admission to the Met in New York is free, but you make a voluntary contribution, and there's a man in the door stopping people who don't make the so-called voluntary contribution.
That's like tipping in America, isn't it?
America's all over the place, but you got to remember Washington, D.C., that's where you go, because all those amazing Smithsonian museums are all free, and that's really as it should be. A state institution like the National Museum, keep it free, get people in, because it's not the one attraction. When you've got a family of four and you're on your holidays, it's not really that big a deal to pay your €12 or your €25 family charge into the Cliffs of Moher. But when you do four things in a day,
that's where it mounts up
and you start cutting back then, and you start cutting back on the experience.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for sharing all of that with us. Charging for the natural environment is, I think, where people find it very difficult.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.